Video.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
About to commence.
Hey, good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's Labor Day, and we are here laboring. So if y'all are on your way to work, getting up because you do have to go to work, and you do have to go to work unless you're at banks and federal and state and county and city and schools and all that. So that I guess that's the rest of us. And so here we are. Carl on the Bot. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, KCNR1460.com. Get in on our chat room, and now that you're home today, and start chatting. And we stream at KCNR1460. Tell your buddies, tell your parents, tell everybody you know that that's the way it works. We're joined today by somebody else that's working, Bad Bob.
And I'll have you know that my wife is working as well. So
she's a federal employee.
Well, good morning.
How does that happen?
Well, it was her turn in the box, as it were. Yeah, fires do not take holidays.
And speaking of turns, here she is.
That's pretty windy today, too. So, I mean, it was windy yesterday. Okay, here, we got the mic. Good morning. Yeah, it feels good to be here. It's 7:06 in the morning, like Carl said. Today's going to be high of 93. And, wow, here we are. You know what? I want to talk about it. We looked up...
Was that a toughie there?
Well, no, I was just thinking about, you know, our weekend and all the wonderful things we did this weekend. And tonight we're going to be on KIXC for Cat in the Hat for their debut. And just looking at all the things going on. You know, this is the 45th annual Jerry Lewis Muscular Dystrophy, the MDA...
Telethon.
And I'm not sure which channel it's playing on here. And I was just thinking about that. You know, I have wonderful memories of doing two or three, I think there were three muscular dystrophy telethons I did out of Las Vegas. I think the very first one, we flew actually out of Burbank with a cast of a bunch of people and flew into Las Vegas, and this is in the 70s. It was a lot of fun. Another time, Bay City Rollers. It was Todd Rundgren and all these rockers that were at the, Las Vegas Convention Center when we weren't at the, I think we were at the Hilton at that time. But anyway, so the muscular dystrophy. I wanted to share with you that the first Labor Day in the United States was observed on September 5th, 1882, in New York City by the Central Labor Union of New York, the nation's first integrated major trade union. It became a federal holiday in 1894 when, following the deaths of a number of workers at the hands of U.S. military and U.S. Marshals during the Pullman strike, President Grover Cleveland put reconciliation with the labor movement as a top political priority, fearing further conflict. Legislation making Labor Day a national holiday was rushed through Congress unanimously and signed into law a mere 6 days after the end of the strike. Boy, that talk about moving fast.
Well, you know, it was something that, again, there, you know, unions were striking, and then there's violence via the government like that. That's wrong.
Well, September date originally chosen by the CLU of NY and observed by many of the nation's trade unions for the past several years was selected rather than the more widespread International Workers' Day because Cleveland was concerned that observance of the latter would stir up negative emotions linked to the Haymarket Affair, for which it had been observed to commemorate. All 50 U.S. states have made Labor Day a state holiday. So today we observe laborious days.
Do you think that everybody that's taking the day off is concerned about the history of Labor Day, or was it just what is Labor Day really? It's the end of summer. That's it. It's the end of going out in those lazy, hazy days of summer and having a good time. It used to be for school when I was growing up. Mm-hmm. School started the day after Labor Day.
Yep.
We were all prepared to go back. This was our last 3 days. This was when you could go run around the neighborhood. This was the last big baseball games. This was the last time you got to be with your friends. It was that last little trip that your parents took. Because tomorrow, school started. School. You would go in there. The whole world would change. You'd be a year older. You'd be another grade. They'd make you work harder. But then I look at how they made us work back then. And then I look at these kids today. They're carrying backpacks with 40 pounds of books. Why are children that are 9 years old having back problems? Because, and it's because they're carrying 143 pounds of books in their little backpacks.
How apropos. Do you know that I wanted to share with you today that in Tokyo, alarmed that its children are falling behind those in rivals places such as South Korea, Hong Kong, and Japan, they're adding about 1,200 pages to elementary school textbooks.
Well, you notice they said they weren't worried about falling behind in the United States.
Science and math textbooks will see the biggest additions, getting 60% more pages compared to earlier.
Science
this
and
decade.
Math. Science and math, they're adding the pages.
Elementary school? Yeah, among the new concepts, fifth graders will learn how to calculate the area of a, get this, Bob, you'll get this, trapezoid.
Mm-hmm.
And sixth graders will learn about electricity.
Well, what are we going to have? What are we going to learn when we're seniors in high school?
But American kids will feel better about themselves.
And about an hour of school will be added each week.
So they're adding hours.
An hour or two of school will be added each week depending on the grade, and English will be introduced in fifth grade instead of seventh. Middle and high school students can expect similar changes in subsequent years.
English is the big language because English is the, you know, is the language of commerce. It used to be other languages, but now it's language of commerce is English. And, you know, they're increasing their schoolwork. And what we're doing is we're cutting back because of financial problems. Cutting back a number of teachers. We're cutting out different programs, equivalent of one math teacher here, one math teacher there, a French teacher. All because of the economy here, which to me is, if you go back and make a new priority of what is important in this state and in this country, we could probably change things. Now, we've got to take a break here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. It's Labor Day. It's September the 6th. It is 7:13 in the morning. Join us after these messages.
Have you been thinking about installing solar power system for your home or office? Maybe you looked into solar power a couple of years ago and thought it was way too expensive. Hi, I'm Dennis Patterson with West Coast Sustainables, and I have great news. The cost of a solar power system has dropped dramatically in the last 2 years, and the federal tax credits have increased to 30% of the cost of a system. Now is a great time to give solar a closer look. The news is full of warnings about the cost of energy going up soon, and the best way to keep your cost of energy cheap and stable is installing solar power. If you talk to us, we answer all of your questions, explain how solar works, and how it will affect your monthly bill. For a free in-home consultation, please give us a call, 524-9652, or email dennis@westcoastsustainables.com.
Imagine the peace of mind in knowing that your elderly loved one could safely remain at home as long as possible. Hi, my name is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. In addition to providing non-medical home care to seniors, new mothers, and those recovering from illness, Home Helpers is introducing DirectLink in-home emergency monitoring system. Now your loved one can get help with the touch of a button. By simply pressing a small wireless button worn around the neck or wrist, DirectLink's trained staff will respond immediately. DirectLink is monitored 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Once DirectLink is activated, our trained staff speaks through a two-way speaker system to assess the situation and call up to 6 contacts, including family, neighbors, a doctor, or 911. DirectLink allows peace of mind for family members and safety and independence for your loved one. DirectLink is very affordable, just $35 per month with a one-time activation fee, no equipment to buy or long-term contracts to sign. For more information on DirectLink, call 226-8350. That's 226-8350. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I gotta give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice. Cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palo Cedro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available OAC.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:16 in the morning. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. It's September 6th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567.
And the chat room is open.
Chat room is open.
We are up and locked and loaded, as you would say. Oh, it's going to be high today of 93. The weather's always brought to you by Ensalmo Vineyards, our favorite destination.
There you go. Went up there, had brunch yesterday with Linda's parents are in town, and we love always having them here. Obama is getting ready to announce a $50 billion infrastructure job plan. He's going to announce Monday, today, a six-year infrastructure revamp plan with an initial investment of $50 billion to jumpstart job creation, a White House official said. He's committed to working with the Congress to fully fund this program. What he should be working with, my friends, is us. We're the taxpayers. Which also includes a proposed infrastructure bank to leverage private capital, the official said. Okay, here's what's going on. This is, you know, does anybody look at the statement when they say it's a $50 billion to jumpstart? You know, it's what was the money, the billions that we pushed out to jumpstart the economy? You remember that? And what happened with that? Well, as soon as the money ran out and those initial jobs ran out, the economy tanked again. So it gives a false sense. So he wants to spend $50 billion on infrastructure. Explain to me how this helps private business, small businesses, which are the backbone of this country. Explain to me how this helps grow our small businesses. Infrastructure. It's $50 billion more. You're going to add on to the deficit, Mr. Obama. Yes, people will go back to work, but that is a program that will end. And then you look at who gets the bids. We were talking to somebody that was on there that said in their town in Colorado, a company from another state got it to build this bridge that nobody needed over railroad tracks, that if you had to wait, the longest time you ever waited there was 2 minutes. So they build a multi-million dollar bridge there, but the labor comes from another state, and the only people that got jobs there were the people holding the signs that said stop and go. I understand the part about the infrastructure of our country needs to be fixed, but, you know, touting this as some kind of way to jumpstart the economy and all this is not true. We've already tried that. It's not working. I actually heard him say, or at least it was reported that he said, that because I wasn't there on vacation with him, and since he spends a lot of time on vacation, we're not usually invited for those, that talking about cutting taxes on businesses and small businesses. Well, what do you think? You think that's a good idea? I do. But this is something you should have said a long time ago. Why aren't people investing? Because they don't know what Obama's going to do. They don't know what comes next. They don't know about the health care plan because they keep finding new things. And then the cap and trade or the cap and tax. They don't know what's going to happen on that. Why do you think people are holding on to their money? Why do you think they're not hiring people? It's because of what Obama is saying. Why do you think the Democrats are sitting there shuddering about November? It's about what's happened. Has everything the president done wrong? No. You don't know how bad it might have been without putting billions back in the economy, but you don't know what could have happened if just certain statements were made.
that tax cuts could have been modified but kept. The health care of this nation could have been modified, but the most of it, the majority of it, kept. That right now you're looking at the EPA saying they're going to raise the bar on greenhouse gases. Oh, you're in the business, you're going, oh, great. How much more in taxes am I going to pay? What am I going to have to do next? These are all things that are coming straight from the White House and the administration. They come down on us, and they wonder why these things aren't working. And that's why. I'm not an economist. I didn't spend, you know, a dozen years in colleges and universities and run huge businesses. But if you don't know what's going to happen next, why do you want to invest your money? If you've got people up there that say that business is bad and we must punish them, and yet you don't see them being punished, you see more money being pushed into it, I don't have confidence that everything's going to be moving forward. Hey, we've got to take a quick break here. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Mark, technician from Safe Light Auto Glass.
Torn up roads can cause big problems for windshields. My last customer ignored a small chip on his, drove over a pothole, and crack. If only he called us sooner. When a chip's small, we can usually repair it in just a half hour with our state-of-the-art resin. A Safe Light repair is so reliable, we guarantee it for life. And with most insurance plans, there's no cost to you.
Call Safe Light at 1-800-800-2727.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Hi, I'm Patrick Henry Jones, and it has been an honor to serve you as Reading's mayor. Much has changed in the last 4 years. Times are tough. The state and federal economy is upside down. We must overhaul retirement benefits today, not tomorrow. We must live within our means. I want to continue representing you on the council and continue the work that we have started to make Reading a better place to live and to work. The next 4 years will be fiscally challenging. Today, we need true leadership more than ever. I hope you vote for me, Patrick Henry Jones, for Reading City Council. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Henry Jones, 2010.
Hi, I'm Dr. James Kremer for Shasta Dental Care. My team and I have probably seen it all when it comes to problems with your teeth. In fact, you may be like some of our patients, good people who used to be unhappy with their smiles. Does this sound familiar? You notice your teeth getting darker as the years go by. Maybe you avoid having your picture taken, even at important events like your child's wedding. You avoid some foods that you really like because they're hard to chew. Good foods like steak and salad. You might even be afraid to smile, even in front of those that you love the most. And whether this is you or someone you care about, it doesn't have to be that way. We can help. No guilt trips, no embarrassment. You've endured enough of that already. If you want it, we can use sedation to keep you comfortable. We've helped hundreds of your friends and neighbors with these same problems. At Shasta Dental Care, we provide health, comfort, and beauty through dentistry. We want to help you.
Call Dr. James Crummett at Shasta Dental Care at 241-2326. That's 241-2326. Or on the web, visit ReadingSedationDentist.com.
I'm here with Donna Salato, who has had a transformation in her life in working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Donna, tell us what your experience has been.
It's been fabulous. I've been working out with a friend, Lori, so we're doing the buddy system. And we started with the Take Shape for Life program and did that for 3 months with a personal trainer and dieting. And then we couldn't let go of the personal trainer, so we stuck with Zach. And he's just been amazing. It's been fun, a lot of work, dedication, but they make it fun and it's different.
How long have you been doing this now?
Since about the second week of January.
Have your friends noticed?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you changed dress sizes?
Oh, several.
That's fantastic, Donna. For your transformation, go to Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
If you drive a car, I'll pack the street. If you drive to six, I'll pack your seat. If you get to
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 7:23 in the morning, tax man.
We're always thinking about it, aren't we?
Tax man. Well, how can you help but think about it?
We talk about it on a regular.
Turn around or something else.
What else is going to be taxed? There's something that they're increasing taxes. They're talking about increasing taxes on a regular basis.
Well, they're going to talk about taxing every other breath. So you have to learn how to hold your breath.
Meanwhile, the sun is free. We think, anyway.
Don't say anything.
Unless you're talking contrails, and then we have a whole other, you know, that's a whole other show.
Then we can get into chemtrails, and that'll take an hour.
Currently 93, it's going to be 93 today.
I know some of you out there believe in chemtrails. I know it. I know some of you believe in chemtrails.
Tonight's going to be mostly clear, around 60 degrees. So. How about curtails?
Yes. And speaking of, we have in the studio.
We can have
today,
another microphone on here, Bob.
If we have our parents, Tom and June. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing today?
Well, first of all, you have to turn on the microphone.
Oh.
Oh, thanks, Bob. Yeah, that's why we said it, Bob. Turn on the microphone. Yeah. It's Labor Day. Bob wants to be on the river instead. Bob's here.
Okay. Thank you, Bob.
Right.
Really.
Thank you, Bob.
We so much. So anyway, we have my parents in today and this morning, and we just good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
See, we can do that. And then Linda told me I can't go out and start talking about editorials on finances here in the city with her parents in the room because people call up and they're irate. So.
Oh. Okay.
You know, 15,000 people, it says, are going to be hitting the Sacramento River this weekend to go out there and enjoy themselves. And it's, you know, but if I can say this, I need to say this, is let's not forget our warriors that are out there on Labor Day. They're laboring, but they're laboring in combat in Iraq, even though that they said that they weren't combat troops. They've got our warriors over in Iraq are fighting. And this is something people need to understand, is that 50,000 people they left there, well, they do have a combat mission. They say it's not a combat mission, but why do you think they're there? I mean, are people really believe what the administration said, is that they're not going to be in combat? That's what they're there for. They're fire brigades, that they're there to help and support and train, but they're also there to help out in case it gets to be too much. They pick up their rifle, or they take the rifles they're carrying all the time. You're not going to see a difference between the quote, non-combat troops and the combat troops. They're ready to fight. That's why they're there, is to help out. So dissuade yourself if you think there's not going to be more combat in Iraq, because there is, for Americans. Now, in Afghanistan, they've more combat, and they've had over 500 non-Afghani forces, in other words, the NATO forces have been killed this year, which is much more than last year, and it's going to get worse. The only thing I want to talk about today is just remind people is when you're out, it's Labor Day, it's that last day of the summer, is that we have our brothers and sisters, mothers, fathers, aunts and uncles, our children in harm's way. And let's just stop and think about that a little bit today.
Meanwhile, our chat room is open. We're always taking your emails, linda@kcnr1460. The computer's up. I'm not sure, you know, as we read and we talk about the day now, coming up at the 7:30 break, we have the folks from Enjoy Magazine and all the things that are going on in the North State, their new publication, where they are in the progress of their show, of their new store that's opening downtown, and some wonderful stories and places to go. But did you know that there were 6 small earthquakes that shook up parts of Oklahoma in one day?
No.
So, you know, we'd love it if you called in and let us know, you know, kind of weird things that maybe have happened to you since we were talking about curtails and contrails.
Oh, no, it was chemtrails.
Chemtrails.
In fact, you know, Bob told me in confidence, and I'm sorry, Bob, I'm sharing this with hundreds of thousands of people, that Bob used to fly the planes that dumped chemicals into the air. And I said, Bob, you're the first one I've ever met that said that he'd been involved with chemtrails. He said, well, he had to sign an agreement. And also that there's men in black around his house, if he ever mentioned it. So, Bob, I'm sorry, they probably got Brenda right now, and they will be taking you later. We've been training the kids for this job.
I want to clarify that. It was like there were 6 earthquakes within a week from the magnitude of 1.5 to 3.3. On Wednesday, in the same area, about 30 miles from Oklahoma City, geologists also recorded 6 earthquakes that ranged from a preliminary 1.8 magnitude to 3.1. So there's just some really...
But is this unusual?
Well, I believe that is pretty unusual.
For Oklahoma? I mean, tornadoes. They have tornadoes. I was just wondering about... Anyway. Okay, today on our show, like Linda said, is we're going to have Enjoy Magazine starting after our 7:30 break in about 3 minutes. We're going to have some people coming in from Ducks Unlimited talk about that and about the big dinner they're having. We're going to talk about the rescue of a little Mustang that happened. In between, we're going to be talking about pay for city employees. We're going to be talking about the mosque in New York City, because that's it's hitting us now. In fact, we have two of our shows, Doug Craig and Alana Burke, are writing somewhat opposite opinions in the paper about it, which are quite interesting. Both of them are getting a lot of comments. And then we're going to be talking also about, we worry about how many people are killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. The number in Mexico dwarfs those numbers. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Don't let anyone fool you. Labor Day is the real New Year's Day. More folks think starting fresh after this day than that January 1st day. Kids back to school, most back to work. And on this day, markets are closed, investors back to reality. That is because Labor Day is a more obvious cutoff between the carefree days of summer and the hard reality of fall. Kids catching buses and mom and dad at work increasingly catching grief. Fall is when we fall into place, and fall is when scary stuff seems to happen all over the place. Not like right after Christmas when it seems nothing much happens in any place. Now it's like starting a new year. Only difference with this new year is no one's singing. Most are too busy back at work and school just worrying. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Neil Cavuto.
The healthcare industry is the fastest growing employment sector in the U.S. Every day, qualified healthcare professionals are finding their ideal career match. Now, you can be one of them. Introducing the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com for healthcare employers and healthcare professionals. With thousands of job opportunities nationwide, visit the ReachMD Career Center at ReachMD.com. ReachMD, reaching and teaching healthcare professionals.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit keeping up with the summer heat? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,300. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup for maximum efficiency, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-around utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
Kubler's Furniture. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true. Your style, your life, your way. Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
Don't miss it. Kubler's Furniture's Labor Day sale. Your chance to save big with up to 60% off on select items. Huge discounts throughout the store. Sofas, chairs, tables, bedroom sets, recliners, dining room sets, sleepers, and more from famous makers like Broyhill and Simmons. The Labor Day savings are even bigger when you pay cash. You save 5% more and save 5% when you haul it yourself. See the fruits of your labor when you add up the savings during this Labor Day sale at Kubler's Furniture. Kubler's Furniture's Labor Day sale now through Monday.
Kubler's Furniture.
Hurry for this great sale going on today with Kubler Furniture, your Broyhill Showcase Gallery in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
In a medical emergency, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center. Our 30-minute ER guarantee means you'll spend less time in the waiting room and receive medical treatment faster. We know that no one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. That's why at Shasta Regional, our ER guarantees your care will begin within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional is prepared for any emergency and is specially trained and staffed to handle rapid diagnosis and fast-track care during the critical critical early stages of a heart attack, stroke, and shock when treatments are most effective. Emergencies happen without warning, but quality care by board-certified doctors and nurses is no accident. During an emergency, the hospital you choose can make all the difference in the world. Choose Shasta Regional and receive medical treatment faster. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Total commitment. Total care.
Good morning, North State! Isn't it grand, Labor Day today? Only today in the year 2010. We're taking your calls this morning, 605-4567. That's our hotline. And boy, isn't it hot because we've got Rhonda Ball, who is celebrating 5-0. And you know what? And good morning, James Mazzotta.
Good morning.
This is our half-hour time for the Enjoy magazine. And I'm telling you, first of all, congratulations and happy birthday.
Thank you.
Isn't it grand?
It is. It's been a great, great weekend.
So how do you celebrate that?
Lots of ways. My birthday was on Friday, actually, and just having a wonderful family and lots of really great friends, and I've been celebrating all weekend.
We had a great party last night for her.
Oh, and you know what? The thing is that look at your magazine. Every time, I always say this, I know that I just kind of go gaga.
And you know what? That's so apropos that you would say gaga, because her first and only grandchild, that's the name that Delaney gave her, so she is called Gaga, like her granddaughter. So we call her Lady Gaga in the office.
How's Lady Gaga? Oh, that's adorable. Well, I know when I turned 50, I celebrated it for...
We're still celebrating it.
I like to celebrate life, but for 6 months. Yeah. I celebrated. I just kept, you have friends all over the place, mm-hmm. and you'll go to Los Angeles on a weekend, and all your girlfriends and friends there. Well, we didn't get your birthday, so let's do it. So before you know it, it's spread out, and you're just having a good time.
But of course, Rhonda looks like she's
There's 20. No way.
Anyway. Well, and that's what I was just going to say. You know what? 50 anymore, it's not what it used to be. When I was a kid, when I used to think about people that were 50, it was like, ugh. You know, and obviously I'm older now, and so 50 is not so far away, and you don't think of it. But if you look at the women today as compared to, you know, way back, 50 is like nothing. I mean, really. I mean, some of you ladies are just kind of hitting your prime at 50.
I think so.
I look at you, and I look at Rhonda, and I think, well, if that's 50, then, you know.
Oh, there's a great song by Diana Ross. Remember that? I'm coming out. It was like, yeah, you know, it's all coming out, honey. It feels so good.
So we say 50 is the new 20.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's really funny when you talk about elderly. I'll just share a quick story with you. My folks, you just met them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
You know, and I'm sure they don't mind me telling me their ages. They're 77 and 79.
Incredible.
How young do they look?
Incredible.
Really?
And their spirits.
Yeah.
They're just young. But they're going to go on a three-week cruise, you know. But they had somebody who was working on their television set that came. They got on the phone, you know. I don't know if it was whatever, DirecTV or something. They go, well, you know, they're elderly. And my parents heard that. My mom said, how weird.
Wow.
Somebody called me elderly.
And
you
if
know?
You saw her, that would be the last thing that would come to your mind.
So it's all about the spirit and the state of mind. Okay, Enjoy magazine hit the stands. Is it my imagination or am I feeling a heavier magazine?
It is the same as last month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it is. Uh-huh.
Is the ink maybe a little bit heavier?
No, yeah. I think maybe...
We double-coded.
The colors are even more... How do they get more vibrant?
I don't know, but I thought the same thing when we were putting it together. I thought, gosh, this is really colorful.
That's a phone call to production.
Yeah.
Lay down more ink. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
I mean,
well,
seriously, you know, because if you don't stay on top of it, I mean, you know, businesses, you know, they do as... And we don't have anything to complain about our printer. You have to stay on top of them. More inks, heavier saturation, more opacity, more light reflection.
Sometimes they will change things without telling you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
save
maybe a new type of ink. and then you look at it and you go, whoa.
Yep.
Well, the first things you say, you know how yellow,
mm-hmm.
yellow can kind of be dull.
Mm-hmm.
The yellow pops, mm-hmm. and then you open it up, and then you have the Scott Valley Bank yellows are just vibrant. Okay, so we go to the color, but let's talk about. What's inside for the lovely month of September?
Well, because we are going to be thinking about 9/11, we have a story in here about the monument that's in Shasta Lake City, and it has a piece of the towers that they brought back, and they built a monument, which is a pretty touching thing that they've done.
We were honored to be.
I was going to say, you probably went, didn't you?
Well, we've gone and we were honored that, you know, I was one of the guest speakers, mm-hmm. and it was just what they do out there, in that little city with that the 9/11, but also the Veterans Day
yes.
parade. I mean, it's the largest one I think of, you know. The second largest one, maybe in California,
and you'll read about that in our next issue.
Well, I tell you what, it is. We're also involved in that, and it's. But I tell you what, it's that little city out there is like the largest city with heart for feeling for the patriotism mm-hmm. and the love for this country.
Yeah. And to think they have this piece that is from the tower,
mm-hmm. and it's really not a lot to look at, but it really touches a lot of people, and it's next to the fire station down there on Ashby.
Well, that was just such an. I mean, that day, it's, you know, you always hear, I listen to my parents talk about, you know, where they were when Kennedy and Martin Luther King and all, you know, and, yeah, I mean.
And for our generation, yeah. we think of, you know, I'm 53, and so, you know, I remember the six, I remember the guy landing on the moon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Me too.
You know, but this is one of those things that just, like, is burned in,
yes.
in for, I mean, you just.
It was all day.
I remember where I was. I remember thinking, oh, my God, what's happening? You know, you just were like, it was just unbelievable.
It was, well, first, you didn't believe it. I mean, when I saw it on TV, I was flipping through it because it was early in the morning, and I was flipping through the channels and really not paying attention, and then it hit me. Like, well, wait a minute, this is on every channel.
Yeah. Well, it was hard to grasp because it was like nothing. I mean, I just couldn't figure out what was even happening.
Well, in your lifetime, you're right. In your lifetime, this has probably been the largest tragedy mm-hmm. that you really remember.
I remember
something
Space
like
Shuttle. That was a big thing. I was in high school.
83.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, this is, you know, just a question for you guys. Do you think, I mean, how do you feel about this? You're both parents. How do you feel about the fact that the day of 9/11, how do you feel as parents if you had a television or your news would show footage? Because I know some people are very, very opposed to that. Do you think it's something your children should see as far as part of what happened in history?
For me, absolutely. You know, I think some of it's age, you know, age sensitive, depending on the age of your children, and appropriate, because at that point you have to talk about death. And, you know, some of the little ones, maybe it's not necessarily appropriate, but at some age point, for sure, they need to know. I think it's very important. And my kids do know.
And my kids watched it as well.
Okay.
But they were older also.
Mm-hmm. Okay, just interesting to take a kind of a poll on that.
It is a huge thing, and they do have such a great one. And I applaud you putting that in.
Yeah. And we're going to take a break, but we're coming back with Enjoy Magazine. There's so many exciting things, a new, what's that called, amphitheater, some restaurants, and some other things that we're going to be talking about after.
Good issue.
It is. And
it's always a good issue.
It's each time it's like, can you believe it? Carl and Linda Bott here. This is Free Fire Radio. You're listening to KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and, of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
This is Robert from Music by Robert, letting you know that Bridal Talk has arrived. Join Don and his guests beginning September 12th at 12 p.m. for Bridal Talk, your one-stop shop for all questions concerning weddings, in-laws, budgets, music, and anything else concerning a wedding. Why not talk to an expert about one of the most important days of your life? That's every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m., beginning September 12th on KCNR 1460.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for. Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222.
Boomer Tech Radio, every week bringing you the tech news you can use. Listen Saturday afternoons from 2 to 3 and anytime on KCNR1460.com. Brought to you by Advanced Automotive, quality care for your car. BNT Satellite, your dish network provider. How do you want your HDTV? And Tammy Thomas with Edward Jones, making sense of investing. Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Good morning. Let's wait. I love this. This is Philly.
There we go.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by BNT Satellites. Off Airport Road, Doug Tooley's been in the business for since 1985, except the time he took out to be with the 82nd Airborne. Dish TV, high definition, surround sound theaters. We get lots of calls about the great work he does, and he's a local guy that stands behind his work. 244-1988, BNT Satellite.
This morning with us in the studio, if you're just tuning in, is Rhonda Ball and James Mazzotta from Enjoy Magazine, and we're talking about the September issue. Get it now, because they go fast, and this by far is, how do they keep getting better? But it's a fabulous issue. I'm looking at the September calendar, and I'm seeing this guy, Leanne Rimes is coming, the United Way of Northern California, Shasta County 10th Annual Charity Gala. You guys are celebrity waiters.
Yes, we are.
And that's on September 11th. That's on Saturday.
Yes, it is.
And people say, how can you do things on September 11th? For those of you say that United Way, it's wonderful because there's so many umbrellas of how we're remembering, and they help so many people. We're there for some of the tragedies from 9/11. So we're going to MC that event. That's going to be at the Red Lion Inn. And there's a guy there with bees on his honeybee. Tell me about that.
The Honeybee Festival in Palisadro, and it's their 30th annual festival, and it's all about the honey and the bees. And they have a guy that does a bee beard, and that's like one of the highlights. But it's an amazing event, and if you haven't been, you should really try and go.
Okay, and then we have the Asphalt Cowboys on the 12th. All right, let's get into some of the meat and potatoes of the magazine.
Well, as I was mentioning to you, this is a great issue, and I really like it. It feels good, but it was a difficult issue to put together, so we're really even more proud of it. It was just there was a lot of things that were obstacles this month, but we pulled together, and from that came this great thing. You were mentioning about being able to get out, hurry up, and get your issue. That is really something that we encourage people to do, because I was just at my coffee place where we load up hundreds of magazines, and they're already gone. So remember, you can always come down to our office, which is on Placer Street, to get a copy if you don't. But they go usually between now the 8th and the 12th day of the month, and there are no more issues left. So.
And in fact, I went to see our Gibbs on the 1st of September, and they have a rack in the restaurant, and they were gone. On the 1st.
Well, this is the it place. I mean, the Enjoy magazine is the it. It's the it place.
Well, so. we appreciate that.
And
so.
when you said it was a hard issue, I think a lot of people don't realize behind the scenes, I mean, what it takes. How many people are working for or with Enjoy magazine?
Working on the magazine?
Yes.
Doing the design and the layouts, there's 2.5 people. That's it.
But all the contributors and the photographers.
And then you have to coordinate all the ads, all the advertising, and getting the parts and pieces if we're building them, or getting the completed ads if they're providing them. A lot of late stuff this month.
Yeah.
It was scary.
Deadlines were kind of like out the window.
on this one page, I'm looking at Cat in the Hat, KIXC, which we're going to be there tonight. And then MASH. I'm seeing Highland Arts Centers. I'm just... I mean,
well, in MASH, aren't you?
I'm actually the manager, the house manager.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, it's.
We've all of us in this little room seem to volunteer everywhere.
Okay. What do you have your finger on right there? That's an article.
This is an article that's near and dear to my heart because these are friends of mine. One of them is a friend from a long time ago. One of them is a new friend through marriage and relocation from another part of the world. We have a gentleman here in Reading that's moved here. His name is Daniele, and he is from Siena, Italy. And he is married to a woman named Grace Natina, which is part of the Simonis family. Grace was at university and was studying in some form of agricultural-based studies. I'm not sure specifically, but one of her friends asked her if she would be interested in or should apply for an ag program abroad to study, which she did and was accepted. And there are only so many that are accepted a year, so it was just a blessing anyway that she got into the program. So she went to Siena, Italy, and was there studying, and she was invited by a friend to go to a local farm where they were having a festival, and they were going to be doing poetry reading. And so this is a very romantic story, and ends up happening is she is invited. One of the gentlemen, Daniele, lives on this farm. His parents run a completely self-sustaining a cooperative kind of farm that everybody lives on. Kind of like a commune,
yes.
Communal farm
mm-hmm.
group. And it's completely self-sustained. And his mother basically runs it, and that's where he's raised. His brothers and his father are all master craftsmen in wood, stone, those types of things. So Daniele introduces himself to Grace. They poetry. It's a romantic, they fall in love. She continues her studies. It goes on to talk about she walks the cobblestone streets of Siena to find him, to give him lunch, and she can find him by the tinging of his tools. He is trained in stone carving as under kind of the premise of what Michelangelo was trained. And Siena is a world historic place. And so his job was to restore infrastructure in the old traditional ways of carving stone. All of his tools that he's brought over from Italy are all hand forged out of steel. They make their own tools. So anyway, they get married in Italy, and they've relocated here. He lives here in Reading, and he is actually, if you can see by his incredibly beautiful work, can be commissioned to pretty much create anything in the old traditions of Italian stone carving.
This is, you need to take a look. This is page 31 on Joy magazine.
This is a fascinating story. We know right now I started going through my list of, okay, I want to talk to him and turn him on to so-and-so who would love to, yeah.
Which is what we want for him.
Absolutely. It's all about, we love to network our friends, don't we? Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
Now Jerry Brown is attacking Meg Whitman's work at eBay.
Factcheck.org says union ad for Brown resorts to distorting Meg Whitman's record.
Let's compare. Whitman created jobs. She led eBay from 30 employees to 15,000.
Jerry Brown cost jobs. While he was governor, the unemployment rate increased to a then-record 11%.
Meg Whitman was named one of America's best CEOs by the Harvard Business Review.
When Jerry Brown was mayor of Oakland, the city controller found city employees were paid for 22,000 hours they never worked. The schools became so bad, the state had to take them over.
Whitman earned her success in the real world.
While Jerry Brown got an allowance from his parents until he was in his mid-50s. The Washington Post reported that after he was governor, he didn't hold a real job for a decade.
Meg Whitman, a plan to create jobs.
Jerry Brown, 40 years in politics and a record of failure.
With California in crisis, who do you trust to turn things around?
Paid for by Meg Whitman for Governor, 2010.
Hey, Harvey, what's all the commotion going on up there?
It's the city working on the wastewater treatment plant.
They're always working on improving our waterways, making sure we have fresh water, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Without sewer lines and treatment plants, our river would be full of all kinds of nasty stuff.
This morning, I read in the Daily Stream that the city is using low-interest loans from the state and money from City of Reading ratepayers to keep our rivers clean. And don't forget, they're also creating jobs.
That's true. Gotta go. I'm about to lose a fin from all this commotion.
What the fish are trying to say is, in order to keep our streams and rivers clean, it takes a lot of manpower and resources. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068.
Golden Umbrella has a world of resources for seniors and disabled adults of all incomes. We've been helping your neighbors for over 40 years, and we want to help you, too. We can assist with confusing paperwork, managing medication, and minor home repairs. We provide nursing support and activities, memory care, and nutritious meals. If you want to live in your own home as long as possible, call Golden Umbrella at 223-6034 to see how we can help you live a healthier, active lifestyle. That's Golden Umbrella at 223-6034.
Hi, this is Dr. Doug Craig, and I have a new show on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. called Wake Up Call. In my Reading psychology practice for the last 22 years, I have learned a few things about how we can heal ourselves, our relationships, and our families. I hope you'll join me as we move beyond politics with a psychology of hope and understanding. Instead of focusing on our differences, let's celebrate our common truths every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It is 7:56 in the morning. Carl and the Bot. Portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Espresso Joe's, 40 different types of coffees, fixed 60 or 70 different ways, the finest walk-in humidor in the North State, if not all of California. Joe and Shelley do a lot for our community. They support our community in so many different ways, and they have a great business. They've been in business for a long time. We're talking decades here. 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Go down and visit them.
We are here with the folks from Enjoy Magazine, Rhonda Ball, who is managing editor, and James Mazzotta. Well, he says advertising sales representative, but we know that you kind of are pretty much master of the ship and builder of the ship.
Just
are being very, you know, shy about it. We're talking about Enjoy Magazine, which is the premier North State magazine, this by far. And we're talking about the September issue. What else do you have to share with us?
Well, we were just, before we hit our break, we were talking about Daniele, and I just wanted to finish up there. You know, I brought this up specifically because, you know, this is an amazing opportunity for people that have beautiful, well, I mean, for anybody, so I don't want to pigeonhole anybody, but have something really spectacular made for their home, be it a pizza oven or, you know, specific arches, doorways, columns, staircases. I mean, it's just, it is, you know, our society has become so instantaneous and everything is so...
throwaway.
Yeah, and this is just, like, couldn't be the more opposite. This is thousands of year old traditions that and things that are made right before you out of earth that will be there for potentially thousands of years or can stand the test of time. And it's an incredible art form. And I just think that people need to take the time to celebrate, you know, that there are still people in the world that have trained in these old ways and keep this alive. I mean, it's just, the pictures are gorgeous. He's an amazing person. Just to listen to him talk, you know, your heart is warmed, and his passion behind this. So he can be commissioned to do work on site, or he will actually produce something for you in a workshop and then provide it to your house. What's so great is that everything he's meticulous is custom fit. I mean, it's just, you know, it is perfection in stone. And the nice thing too is he comes from a family that is craftsmen of wood, and those are all, they're all available and will come to Reading or anywhere in the States and work with him on a larger project or a larger scale to you know, be able to work with all types of mediums, stone and wood and all that kind of stuff. So,
well, what else have we got? That's fabulous. And what a great addition to the North State.
It
just
is
a total treasure. Rhonda.
Well, I want to talk about Dave Alvin, who's going to be coming here, and what's great about him being here again this year is that it's a benefit for the school music programs, Reading School District music programs, and there were two teachers that were cut, and two teachers that were cut this year, or maybe even more, but the music programs are just kind of going downhill because they don't have enough money to support this. So this is a great benefit concert, and hopefully it's going to be sold out. And he was here last year, and he was amazing. Did you go last year?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, we Jim Dyer opened for him, yeah. And I just loved and the gals that he has, Dave Alvin and the Guilty Women, mm-hmm. Well, all of the Guilty Women are literally phenomenal artists, yep, within their own who have albums out and have toured. We've got about 1 minute left, but we're going to ask you to stay over past the 8 o'clock hour because we still have some really wonderful nuggets that we need to cover inside of Enjoy Magazine. We always go through this because we say we're going to give this half hour between breaks and between getting off on sidebars, which we do a lot of. We still have some things to cover. So, Dave Alvin, what are the dates? And Judy Salters is also involved with that. James Clausen?
Yes, uh-huh. It's on September 29th at the Cascade Theater, and tickets are $22 to $27, so...
Okay, well, we come back after the news. We can finish talking about that, and then we'll move on to the other people that roll through here on Labor Day. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, on here on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. South Texas is under a hurricane watch, and so is part of Mexico, as the newly formed tropical storm Hermine closes in. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes tracks her live.
That's right, Dave. Hermine's getting stronger. Winds now at 50 miles an hour, and by the time it makes landfall, sometime overnight, forecasters say it could become a hurricane. Dan Quant is on South Padre Island.
The main concern throughout deep South Texas has to do with flooding, especially areas that are already are still saturated from Hurricane Alex.
And forecasters say 3 to 4 inches will fall, but some areas, Dave, could get a foot of rain.
Todd, a suicide bombing in Pakistan. 17 are dead, 4 of them kids going to school.
After several weeks and months of silence, militants have launched a new wave of attacks in Pakistan aimed at destabilizing the country and weakening a civilian government, coping with an unprecedented flood crisis.
That's Fox's Sim Kaifi in Islamabad. President Obama heads to Milwaukee today, where he'll turn to planes, trains, and automobiles to again help boost the economy. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson's live in Washington.
Dave, he'll lay out another plan for fixing and expanding the nation's transportation infrastructure, building on the money from the stimulus bill already spent. The idea, first spend another $50 billion right now on roads, airports, and other big projects, then establish what they're calling an infrastructure bank, funding future projects based not on geography or political influence, but on which projects will do the most good for the money spent. Dave?
Rich, charges dropped in the Bahamas against two people accused of trying to extort $25 million from John Travolta to profit from his son's death. The actor asked for the case to be closed before a retrial, citing unbelievable stress. Three sheriff's deputies hailed as heroes in Georgia.
We're just doing our job, trying to save lives.
Chad Phillips and the Gordon County deputies pulled a man from a burning car early yesterday after it crashed and burst into flames. For one of the deputies, which is just his second day on the job. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Somewhere in America, the blades of a turbine turn slowly above the windswept plain. This solitary turbine could power over 500 homes, but only if the power can reach them. Fortunately, Siemens Smart Grid Solutions help get energy from many different sources to where it's needed, reliably and efficiently. Smart answers help the environment. And the over 60,000 U.S. employees of Siemens have more answers every day. Siemens. Visit Siemens.com/answers.
When you use the Premier Rewards Gold Card from American Express, the rewards points can keep on multiplying. By 3, with triple points on airfare. By 2, with double points on gas and groceries. And a single point for pretty much every other dollar you spend on the card. Then, start choosing from over a million rewards to redeem all those points. Apply today and the annual fee for the first year is on us. Call 1-800-AXP-GOLD or visit AXPGold.com. The annual fee for the card is $175. See terms, conditions, and restrictions at AXPGold.com.
Day of mourning in Guatemala, where dozens remain missing from weekend mudslides that killed at least 38. More people in New Zealand being forced from their homes after Saturday's powerful earthquake left those houses lying in deep layers of silt.
To see the devastation that's here is sort of a bit mind-blowing.
As President Obama focuses on creating jobs today in Wisconsin, some of his top advisors are focused on improving economic ties with China.
Our relations have gotten back on a sound track.
So said Communist Party officials to a White House delegation here in China. Deputy National Security Advisor Thomas Donilon and Economic Council Chairman Larry Summers in Beijing till Wednesday. China's currency policy and trade surplus and its claims on its coastal seas all on the table. The Chinese telling the Americans there were, quote, disturbances between the two countries, but all that's in the past since President Obama and President Hu Jintao had two meetings and pledged to overcome them. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
She's 5 feet tall, 105 pounds. And could out-eat you any day.
The Black Widow of eating contests lives up to her namesake.
Your champion, Tommy! It's Sonya Thomas!
Sonya Thomas killing the competition Sunday at the 9th Annual National Buffalo Wing Festival in Buffalo, New York, downing nearly 181 wings in 12 minutes. The 43-year-old underdog from Virginia beating the world's number one professional eater, Joey Chestnut, for the wing crown. Thomas previously set eating records for oysters, hard-boiled eggs, cheesecake, and jalapeno peppers. Steve Rappaport, Fox News Radio.
So when's a 277-pound fish bigger than a 364-pounder? When you catch it alone. The fisherman who clearly caught the biggest halibut in a summer-long derby had help reeling in the nearly 7.5-foot-long fish. That violated a rule, so the angler who caught the smaller one got the $15,000 prize. However, a disqualified fisherman got a $10,000 consolation. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. It is 8:06 on September 6th, Labor Day. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460. Also, with the chat room is open. We're talking with Enjoy Magazine.
We've Gwenda Ball and James Mazzotto. We've asked you to stay over because we still have some things to cover. Let's talk about movies in the park. You have more movies.
Yes, we're in our final month of the season.
Three more to go.
We were just invited to Simpson University for Wednesdays for the month of September. So on Wednesdays, we will be there for this rest of this month. So this Wednesday, we're going to be doing a special showing every Wednesday through September. So we're kind of doubling it up this month. But
so Wednesdays at Simpson,
at
and
Simpson.
Fridays you'll be out at Martin Luther King Park.
Martin Luther King Park.
You have a great heartwarming story about raising some funds there.
You know, September, we've decided, is going to be our wild card month when we schedule our event for the season. And the purpose for September is to really move it around. We like to keep it the same place for, you know, Anderson River Park, Caldwell, those things, because they really suit our purpose as far as housing the number of people that are coming now. This year, we're upwards of 1,500 people a night. It's incredible. So we need that space. But we want to do September as a wild card where we can actually service the community and put the event in another location that people that maybe not have vehicles or ride buses, those types of things, can actually reach them. So we're at Martin Luther King Park, and the city has spent some time renovating it. There's a new kids playground. They're redoing the bathrooms. They've done the new barbecue covers. So it's really been spruced up. I was really happy. The park was really cute. The community came out. It wasn't a huge crowd, but it was really nice, and it might also be because of the holiday weekend. But one thing that I was super proud of, the charity that we're raising money for is for the Martin Luther King Jr. Memorial Center, which is an incredible after-school program for many of our kids in Shasta County, and they bus them in after school, and they do art projects and sports and all kinds of things. And so when I heard about their budget, I was just shocked that how much they do on such a limited amount of money. So that was my cause. So we're raising money for this after-school program. And the director that night, with the money that was just collected through donations and those types of things, she told me that it doubled their art budget for the year, just in one night's fundraising. So I was super proud.
Well, yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, that's the beauty. That's the beauty of it. You know, I was just talking to my mom, and she said that the drive-in movie theater in Sacramento off of 50, there's like a fiveplex or a four.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's where I saw Jaws in 1977, I think. But point is that got really run down, and now there's a resurgence.
Absolutely.
Of going to the drive-in movie theaters, and it is the hot place to go now. So I said, Mom, they do the movies in the park on this big jumbo blow-up screen that's turning to be, it's really successful, and it's free. Mm-hmm. People can go with their families and go for free.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what do we have coming up on Friday?
This Friday, you know, at Simpson, I believe, because I'm allowing them to pick their own movies, they're going to be showing Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Which, you know, this for
isn't
their...
that kind of like a new movie?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
I mean, that's. I mean, I'm seeing that for sale in stores.
Yep.
Now.
Yeah. Yep. For theatrical releases, we can get them sometimes right before they go to the public. So,
that's
if,
great.
So it is nice. This last Friday, we showed the latest Star Trek. So this Friday at Martin Luther King Park, we are going to be showing Up.
Up. Okay.
Which is
animated, isn't it?
Yeah.
That won an Academy Award for best.
I probably did.
I think it was a very popular movie. Yeah.
Yeah. And then on the 17th, we have a classic, which is The Neverending Story, which is a great, great
Love
movie.
That one.
And then our final at Martin Luther's the 24th, and it is Twilight New Moon. So for all those vampire tweens.
Oh, the second one.
Yeah.
How cool
second.
To go out on a cool September night and see that. Ooh.
Yep. So Movies in the Park is great. We are working feverishly to put together next year's calendar so that we can get that up so people can be ready for it next year. And we're super excited, bigger, better even still. And, you know, I always have to put a shout-out to all of the businesses that support us because we could not do this alone. We have quite a few businesses that support us, and we just thank them very much. You can visit them on our website to see, and we ask that you use their services for, you know, what they do for the community. So.
Great. And finally, we know it's not ready yet, but tell us about every. We ask you where we're going. No, where we're going with the store, and that's okay.
You're
going
to make Rhonda punch me.
No, because sometimes we save the best for last, and you know when it's right, it's right, and then we do it. So where are we?
You must be talking about the store.
Yes,
I know. The store, you know what, is going to be super, and it. I'll have to be very, very honest with you. This was I think it's a brilliant idea, but it was a lot to bite off, more than I even anticipated. So we're getting very, very close, but we don't want to open the doors until things are done right. So I've talked to a lot of our vendors, and I said to them, would you rather have us open the doors and kind of it be a
test?
Or they all of them had said no. What they would rather have is the store visually done.
Right.
And ready to go and have fewer products. And then every month, because, you know, we have so many people that want to get in. And that's the part of the challenge is just handling the flood of people and handling the fact that every product is unique and different. And we have a whole UPC barcode system that's going in place. And so we're trying to figure out the dynamics of how all this is going to work, because you can bring your products in and we can buy them. We can do trade. We can do consignment. And so setting up the systems has been very difficult and something more than I could even have imagined.
Oh, but so worth the wait.
So worth it, James.
You know, we're just...
But Rhonda's my driver.
It's the wild anticipation of
so we
the
are,
cool place to be.
Yeah, we are getting very, very close. And so briefly, if you see in What's in Store section of the magazine this month, we have another really great story and product to offer you. And it's about Alan Larson, who is a bee person. He owns an apiary. Is that what you call it?
Wow.
But what's very unique is he creates his own brand of honey that we will sell here. And they really are, if you can even see them visually in the picture, are so different depending on where the bees are harvesting. And the taste...
You know, that's one of the people we'd like to have on to talk about that. Because there's a couple of the people we've run into lately that their stories are just so unique that people, you know, you go, you know, you need to come on and tell
people
about this.
Well, he would be great because he's not only a beekeeper, but what he does is very unique. He actually, you can hire him to come to your home. He will build you your own bee box, either a traditional white kind of square bee box, or you could see on his website, he makes custom bee boxes that look like your house. So they look like old Victorians. Mm-hmm. He will breed you your own queen and build you your own hive, and it goes in your backyard like backyard chickens. And what he does is he teaches you for a full year how to take care of your bees, and he comes to the home kind of like a pool boy does or a pool person to take care of your pool. He comes every month or whatever you guys schedule to help you with the bees and helps you harvest your honey.
Oh, is that fabulous.
And his whole premise is that the bees are dying and more people need to have their own boxes.
Right.
So, but you are guaranteed between 29 and 50 pounds of honey out of your own box.
And people have said that their fruit trees have...
If you have a garden.
Are abundant.
Yeah, because of their...
Of the bees.
The bees.
Yeah.
Well, hey, thank you so much
you guys,
for coming
this is
on.
Just, my heart feels full. Thank you so
much. Thank you. This
thank
is one
you.
Of our favorite times every month. We get super excited.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we didn't even get into Rhonda's favorite drink.
Oh my goodness.
The Olsen Special. Yeah, the Olsen Special.
Rhonda's O.
That's right.
Fresca Vodka Cranberry. Alicia.
Okay.
Happy birthday.
Thank
Happy
you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday,
and thank
Rhonda.
You so much, Rhonda and James.
Thank you.
Enjoy magazine. Don't miss it, but don't miss it because you won't get any after the 12th.
See you next week.
All right.
Or month.
Yeah.
We're
going to
see you Saturday at Celebrity.
That's right.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Join us after these messages. We're going to be talking ducks.
Hi, this is Diane from Country Kitchen. Everyone knows we serve a delicious, hearty breakfast made with the freshest ingredients and served with a smile. Custom-made omelets, eggs benedict, house-made breads, and of course, our famous cinnamon rolls. But let's talk lunch. Country Kitchen also serves a fantastic lunch. The burgers are hand-pressed and served on freshly baked buns. The deli meats and cheeses are the highest quality and served on your choice of house-made bread. The soups are handcrafted, most of which are Country Kitchen's original recipes. For the third season, our summer salads are back by popular demand. This year, we've added two new salads that are sure to become favorites, a classic Cobb and a grilled chicken Caesar with marinated artichoke hearts and avocado. All of the summer salads are served with a house-made dressing and your choice of cornbread or garlic toast. Whether it's breakfast or lunch, you're sure to find something to satisfy your appetite. Stop by the Country Kitchen and check out our great new fresh look. Located on Hilltop Drive, just south of the new Trader Joe's, Country Kitchen, your breakfast or lunch destination.
Hey, Harvey, what's all the commotion going on up there?
It's the city working on the wastewater treatment plant.
They're always working on improving our waterways, making sure we have fresh water, aren't they?
Well, yeah. Without sewer lines and treatment plants, our river would be full of all kinds of nasty stuff.
This morning I read in the Daily Stream that the city is using low-interest loans from the state and money from City of Reading ratepayers to keep our rivers clean. And don't forget, they're also creating jobs.
That's true. Gotta go. I'm about to lose a fin from all this commotion.
What the fish are trying to say is in order to keep our streams and rivers clean, it takes a lot of manpower and resources. To learn more, call Reading Municipal Utilities at 224-6068. 224-6068.
Learn how you can protect our waterways and streams. Call 224-6068.
Attention experienced caregivers or those with an interest in working with the elderly. Home Helpers is currently hiring compassionate caregivers. We work with elderly clients in their homes. All our services are non-medical, so past experience is helpful but not necessary. At Home Helpers, we value our caregivers and have many incentives. If you have retired and have 10 to 20 hours a week or are looking to make a job change, why not work with seniors and allow them the independence to remain at home? Our services include light housekeeping, transportation, preparing meals, medication reminders, and companionship. Schedules are available weekdays, evenings, weekends, and overnights. All applicants must pass a criminal background check, drug test, and DMV screening. If you feel called to help seniors and are committed to providing a safe and wonderful experience for our clients, Home Helpers is interested in you. Please download the application at readinghomehelpers.com or call 226-8350 for more information. Home Helpers is committed to helping all seniors age at home. Home Helpers, there is no place like home.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. September 6th, Labor Day. It's 8:17 in the morning. And this portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellites out on Airport Road. Doug Tooley stands behind his work. He has his crews out there. If you have any time you have a problem, there's, I doubt if you have too many problems, but if you did, just give Doug a call. He'll make sure it's fixed. Dish TV, this is the man that does it. 15 years in a business. His phone number is 244-1988. And he's putting in our system here in the next few days. So we're looking forward to that. We'll talk about that, too. Our guest for this segment of the show, Dick Fighton.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dick.
Ducks Unlimited.
Yes, sir.
Because you're getting ready to have a dinner here.
Well, it's called the Hunter's Party, but first, let me give you a little background on Ducks Unlimited. Ducks Unlimited was founded in 1937 during the Dust Bowl, and a bunch of outdoor sportsmen, duck hunters, decided they ought to do something about trying to restore wetlands and habitat. And today, we have, over the years, they have, we have 6 million acres of land in Canada. We have almost 2 million acres of land in Mexico and 4.2 million acres of habitat restored for a total of 12,200,000 acres of habitat that Ducks Unlimited has created over the last year since 1937.
I don't think people realize is that without organizations like Ducks Unlimited, the Rocky Mountain Elk, you know, Foundation, all these, that much of the land and a lot of the money that's being spent to keep these animals alive, to keep them in a thriving environment, comes from hunters.
Oh, yes. And last year I had the privilege of hunting in Saskatchewan. I hunted 19 days all on Ducks Unlimited land that they own. So it's land that will be there forever because nobody else owns it, can't change a contract or anything like that. Our membership today totals 773,000 people, and what happens with the funds that we raise, and this is really important, 86% of the money that we send to Ducks Unlimited goes to Habitat, 12% goes to fundraising and development, and only 2% to administrative costs. So, as an example, here in Reading, our chapter for our dinner last April, we sent $40,050 to Ducks Unlimited in Memphis, Tennessee. Of that, 86% of that money will go into Habitat. That was 58% of what we took in. The other 42%, we bought guns, we bought dinners, we bought product to raffle off and things of that nature. Incidentally, our chapter, Reading chapter, is the number one chapter in fundraising in Northern California this year already.
Oh, that's great.
And last year, our chapter in Reading made the President's 100 Club. There's 3,500 chapters of Ducks Unlimited in the United States, and we were number 98 in fundraising for the United States last year. So This is a wonderful community. They come out, you mentioned a number of other dinners, the Rocky Mountain Elk, the California Deer, the Turkey Foundations, and our Ducks Unlimited, California Waterfowl Association. People come out and just generously give and support these programs.
And we find, you know, no matter where you're on the political spectrum, a lot of people up here, they love to shoot, they love to hunt. And again, like I said, no matter which end of the political spectrum. Now we're going to take a break, get ourselves back on track here. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
The Anselmo Vineyards Winery is our favorite destination. When we want to get away with friends or have a date night, we take a short drive to Anselmo Vineyards. If you're looking for a fabulous wine tasting experience, a five-star menu, and beautiful scenery, then Anselmo's will be your favorite destination.
Yeah, that's right, Linda. And Anselmo's is now serving lunch on their patio and in their air-conditioned dining rooms. Take a few minutes, beat the heat, and savor a phenomenal lunch prepared by Chef John Stadelli.
And don't forget, a new music series in September at Anselmo Vineyards and through the fall. Stay tuned as we announce some of the great acts that will be up at Anselmo Vineyards. Anselmo Vineyards, your favorite destination getaway.
Hi, this is Don from Bridal Talk. Every Sunday from 12 to 1, we'll be talking about your wedding, how to make it a special day, how to keep in budget, how to handle the unique problems and have a stress-free wedding. We're having the guests you want to hear on how to pick the right photographer, the right music, and the things that are important to make your wedding one of the most successful events of your life. Talk to you on Sunday. It's right here on KCNR 1460.
Bridal Talk starts Sunday, September 12th, here on KCNR.
Are you taking time for yourself? Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga is your timeout location. It's a spa for the body, mind, and spirit. Non-competitive, therapeutic, nurturing, and welcoming are some of the words commonly used of the House of Yoga experience. Devoted teachers guide you lovingly through each class. No yoga experience is necessary. Physical limitations are not an obstacle. Men, women, and mature children are welcomed. Yoga is not merely an exercise for the body. It heals you through all aspects of yourself, body, mind, and spirit. We emphasize listening to your inner wisdom, which is always teaching you how to heal and thrive in the midst of your life. The House of Yoga, 246 1-800-728-7256 or the website nshouseofyoga.com. And remember, give yourself the gift of time.
Listen to Market Your Local Business with Curtis and Jackie on Saturday afternoons at 1 p.m. We talk about how to market your business with lots of tips, tricks, and new ideas for branding and marketing your business.
Brought to you by Need to Speed, Maxwell Insurance and Financial Services, and Josh Barker Town and Country Real Estate. Saturdays, 1 to 2 p.m., KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, 8:24 in the morning. Our guest is Dick Veit, and we're talking about the Ducks Unlimited dinner. And, okay, I guess I'm calling it the wrong thing, right?
It's the Hunter's Party.
Hunter's Party, but it's a dinner, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. We're going to serve tri-tip in chicken and barbecued, and should be a lot of fun. It's going to be at the Cowboy Pavilion over at the Convention Center.
Okay.
It's this Thursday night, September 9th. Tickets are $25. If you wear one piece of camel clothing, either a shirt or a pair of pants, we'll give you a ticket towards a drawing for a shotgun. And we're going to have quite a bit of raffling going on. I think we've purchased about 60, 70 dozen decoys, some layout blinds, blind bags, all kinds of things. We've got several shotguns that are going to be raffled off. And we have some fishing trip on Lake Shasta, so we have lots of things going on over there. Hopefully people will come on out. Now, I would like to leave a couple tickets here for anybody that calls in, probably the first people that call in or something like that, and so that you folks can come over and see what Ducks Unlimited is all about.
Yeah,
now we got about 100 people signed up for the day.
So should we give those tickets away right now?
605-4567 if you want free tickets to the Hunter's Party at Ducks Unlimited. If not, we'll just give them away this week sometime.
And that's two tickets, and that's for Thursday night.
This Thursday night, September 9th.
And that includes dinner and a chance to win. If they win camouflage,
if they wear camouflage.
It's the Hunter's Party, but we're talking about the
raising
Ducks
money.
Unlimited and raising money. And, wow,
yeah.
Sounds like a great night.
Give me something to do.
Hey, Bob, this is not
we
your
heard
fault.
What you said, Bob,
right.
By the way.
Okay.
Everybody else did, too.
Okay, Dick, well, thank you so much. You do a lot for the Habitat, but you do a lot for a lot of other things around here, Ducks Unlimited, and the people involved in that.
All the people in all the various associations do a great job here up in Reading, and we look forward to a good turnout here and give people more information about Ducks Unlimited. We're looking for committee members. We got a dinner coming up April 8th at Wind River. Last year we sent $40,000 to Ducks Unlimited. We hope to improve that this year.
I think we got involved in the Wheel of Fortune there last
You did. Time. You did a great job. You brought in a lot of money, and all went to a good cause.
Always does.
All right.
Dick, thank you so much.
Dick.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure.
Okay, did we give away the...
We did. Congratulations to Jim.
Jim, congratulations. You're going
Jim.
Ducks Unlimited Hunter's Party.
Thursday night.
6 o'clock.
Over, when did you say the Cowboy?
At the Cowboy Pavilion.
There you go.
Okay, Cowboys. Just come on by and we'll have these for you there, Jim. Okay. Going on back, we have, Labor Day is, everybody's kind of like laid back, and so are we today. You know, the rest of this week, starting tomorrow, we're going to have Rick Bassetti's going to roll in here. We're going to talk about that editorial. That was in the Record Searchlight about maybe it's time for the unions to take a look at what's going on around them. Well, I tell you what, you talk about, and I'm just quoting from the editorial, the comments after that were, they just really ramped up about, what about the middle management? And you know what, the middle management, they're absolutely right. Middle management needs to be taken a look at. When you have like 125 people in the city of Reading that are making $200,000 in pay, benefits, and that, I'm not sure, my friends, that we can continue to pay for that. So how do we cut that back? I mean, do people take pay cuts? Do they cut? They pay more into their retirement? There's just a number of things, but I know that Red Bluff that they were taking 12% pay cuts. I mean, pay cuts, not just paying more into it. They still had to pay. Retirement benefits, and then they took pay cuts. And people that are making $185,000 as a salary plus their benefits. So, you know, this really needs to be taken a look at clear across the board. Everybody, clear across the board. We've gotten to the point that 75 to 80-year-old people on Social Security do not get cost of living increases into a system they paid in for. Of course, you know, again, Social Security was never meant to be the end-all for retirement. But it does play a part, and maybe a huge part, in people's income. And yet, there was no cost of living increase on that. I know the military hasn't had a cost of living increase for the retirees for a couple of years either. In other words, we need to look at it. It's not all one-sided. It's not my way or nothing else. There is room for people that love this community to get together and talk about it. Tomorrow, Rick Bassetti is going to be our guest. And Rick has got a number of facts and that he has gleaned and that then the Record Searchlight has put it out there. Yet I've seen from other people that say that these aren't exactly all the facts. Well, that's one of the things we hope to bring out tomorrow when Rick's on the show. And if you've got comments and questions for Councilman Rick Bassetti, I hope that you're going to be here and you're going to be calling and asking or sending us emails or chatting and asking those questions, because that's what they're here for. He's running for re-election. These are things that a councilman is saying. If you disagree with them, now's your chance to ask them. When Gary Cadd was in here, a couple of things he said was challenged. And if you don't agree, this is the place. This is your place to say it to them. Have them answer you on the air. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Lucera. Hurricane watch issued for the coast of Texas and Mexico as Tropical Storm Hermine barrels toward the Gulf. Maximum sustained winds now near 50 miles per hour.
Dan Quant is on South Padre Island.
The main concern throughout deep South Texas has to do with flooding, especially areas that are still saturated from Hurricane Alex.
And forecasters say 3 to 4 inches will fall, but some areas could get a foot of rain.
Fox Radio's Todd Starnes, the suicide bomber in Pakistan killing 17.
Rescue workers and security officials recovered 9 police officers, 4 adults, and 4 children, all killed in the brazen attack. After several weeks and months of silence, militants have launched a new wave of attacks in Pakistan aimed at destabilizing the country and weakening a civilian government.
Fox's Sib Kaifi in Islamabad, Pakistan Taliban claiming responsibility for the attacks. Fox News, we report, you decide.
Timberline Heating and Air wants to know, is your HVAC unit keeping up with the summer heat? If not, give us a call. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient Carrier HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with manufacturer credits, tax credits, and local utility rebates, your total savings could add up to $4,300. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs. Whether you need a new comfort system or a system check up for maximum efficiency, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-around utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer. We work harder. We're the best value. We have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air, 221-2222.
The Shasta Center Merchants and Kubler's Furniture in Reading are embracing and sharing a whole new way for our customers to shop and save money this summer. Our summer savings days are going on now through the end of September. All the unique shops in the Shasta Center have pulled together to offer you the best summer savings ever. Starting on Tuesdays, we have a fabulous farmer's market, local artisans presentations, and super sidewalk specials from our shops in the Shasta Center. Wednesdays, the Shasta Center and Kubler's Furniture honor our seniors 55 and older to special promotions and discounts. On Thursdays, while a local charity washes your wheels, you get a thank you packet from the center's merchants for reduced or free merchandise or services. Then on Fridays, we are hosting the Girls Just Want to Have Fun Fridays for all our ladies, with specials on designer fabrics, pottery painting, unique clothes shopping, interior home design advice, as seen on TV goodies, scrumptious candles, and of course, happy hour at Cool Hand Luke's from 2 to 4. A unique and exclusive experience awaits you. Come by and see what is in store for you. Something fun and exciting is always going on at the Shasta Center, located on Churn Creek Road.
I'm here with Donna Salato, who has had a transformation in her life in working out at Adamson's Peak Performance. Donna, tell us what your experience has been.
It's been fabulous. I've been working out with a friend, Lori, so we're doing the buddy system. And we started with the Take Shape for Life program and did that for 3 months with a personal trainer and dieting. And then we couldn't let go of the personal trainer, so we stuck with Zach. And he's just been amazing. It's been fun, a lot of work, dedication, but they make it fun and it's different.
How long have you been doing this now?
Since about the second week of January.
Have your friends noticed?
Oh, absolutely.
Have you changed dress sizes?
Oh, several.
That's fantastic, Donna. For your transformation, go to Adamson's Peak Performance on Bocelli next to Yak's.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. 8:34 in the morning. Call on Linda Bott. Her phone line's here, 605-4567. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. One of our favorite places to go to. Espresso Joe's for that iced coffee when you need it. Finest walk-in humidor in the state. And Joe and Shelley provide a meeting place there for in their community room for people, free Wi-Fi. Meetings are held there, community events, and they support our community. Joe and Shelley been in business for a few decades in support of our community, and they are great people. Tobacco and Brew, 2143, everything you need for your tobacco, accessories, cigars, loose tobacco, rolling papers, you name it, they got it. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. You're on KCNR. Is this Palomino?
Yes, it is.
And Palomino, you're calling about a wild horse roundup. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Don't be nervous here.
Okay.
Now,
I haven't had any sleep for about 3 days, though. So.
Yeah. But, you know, we got some phone calls from people over the weekend and stopped by our house even and brought some photos in. There was a wild horse roundup in Susanville. Is that correct?
Yes, last week.
And that was
a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, and that was done by BLM, and they said that they're trying to, the vegetation, they're trying to collect the horses up because there was too many in the area they were in, from what I understand. And they used helicopters in this.
Yeah, they run them in.
Yeah. Now this is my opinion, and this isn't Palomino's opinion especially, but when you start using helicopters and you're chasing horses, you can run them to death. You can... They're frightened. They will run themselves literally till their jaws clench and they can't drink. Mare's milk, if they've got a colt, will dry up. And I guess in this case, the foal that we're going to talk about, that's what happened.
Yeah, BLM told me when I was there that his mom's bag had dried up and they were run in approximately 2 weeks beforehand. And he had some injuries and they said it was another foal. He was in with another foal that was picking on him.
And we have some
photos. We have a photograph here of the horse that you have called Honey Bandit. And the colt looks like a deer that has been malnourished, you know, and there's bite marks all over, open bite marks all over this colt. So the last 3 days, tell us what's been happening in the last 3 days for you.
We brought him back Thursday, and we knew he was pretty sick, and someone had mentioned that he might not live, and we stopped. It was about 100 miles on the way home. We stopped about every 25 miles and gave him electrolytes, and he actually was drinking milk that night, and then he stopped eating and drinking. He was chewing on hay like a baby does, and that night he stopped, and we gave him syringes of mare's milk. It's a mix for babies that don't have moms, and we gave him Pedialyte, and we gave him antibiotics and pretty much did everything we could, and by Friday morning he was literally dying in my arms. His eyes were sunken in his head and glazed over. His body temperature went down to 92 and it should be 101. When we got to the vet, his heart rate was about 40 and it should have been 60, and he was shutting down, and she didn't even know if she'd be able to get the IV in before he died.
Okay, now you rescue. This is something that's kind of your, one of, you know, your passions, and something that you've kind of, seems to me, from, I'm hearing this from other people, that what you've done, it's your dedication, is to rescue. Tell us what you do.
Well, we rescued Chili Pepper about a year and a half ago. She was a wild Mustang, and she was at death's door, and she lived in the living room for a month, and just kind of inspired me. I'd volunteered at the sanctuary before with the wild horses, and the babies, it's so rare when people have time to put into them, because you have to be with them 24 hours, literally. You can't go in and go to sleep for a couple hours. You have to stay with them when they're in that kind of condition. And so we opened a rescue, and we're going to do equine therapy too, but also one of the main focuses is these babies that need someone to just sit with them 24 hours and try to bring them back to life.
Well, Palomino, it's the you call it Honey Bandit because you were getting ready to go on your belated honeymoon, right?
Yeah, we've been waiting 2.5 years to go on a honeymoon, and we had it all planned out, and I picked up the phone and said, Matt, can you bring the horse trailer? And he jumped in the car and brought it to Susanville, so the little bandit stole our honeymoon. So instead of being on a honeymoon, we're sitting here giving him IVs all night and shots and taking his temperature and just basically living around him.
You know, ordinarily, we don't have, you know, we bring this on specifically. We'll talk about it in kind of in the abstract. But if you, what we'd like to do is, you know, for our listeners is to keep the colt alive, or keep the foal alive, is going to take some money to do that. And you've right now spent it all out of your pocket. And you're trying to raise some funds to try and you know, and finish this up and to save the foal.
That would be wonderful, because it's the little bags of Folac for 8 pounds are over $30. He's got about $800 or $900 that we've spent so far, and he has to go back to the vet today.
Well, we're gonna donate from Free Fire Media $100 on this, and because
you.
You know, it's not so much that, you know, that I'm disagreeing with it. You know, we have to keep the environment safe, and we have to limit what's out there. It's just the fact is sometimes there's better ways of doing things, and you don't want to see animals run to death. And not saying they are, but in some cases when they're being chased like that it can be harmful. And we've had a number of people from different people call us about what's going on and then what you're doing with saving the animals here.
Well, we've got to take a break. When we come back, we've got some calls, and please stay on the line, and we'll be able to put your information out over the air, so those who would who care to donate can go directly to you. And so we'll be back right after these messages.
Thank you. Everything we do is all about you, making your home a dream come true. Your style, your life, your way. Huber's Furniture, furniture for life.
Don't miss it. Kubler's Furniture's Labor Day sale. Your chance to save big with up to 60% off on select items. Huge discounts throughout the store. Sofas, chairs, tables, bedroom sets, recliners, dining room sets, sleepers, and more from famous makers like Broyhill and Simmons. The Labor Day savings are even bigger when you pay cash. You save 5% more, and save 5% when you haul it yourself. See the fruits of your labor when you add up the savings during this Labor Day sale at Kubler's Furniture. Kubler's Furniture's Labor Day sale now through Monday.
Kubler's Furniture. Furniture for life.
Hurry for this great sale going on today with Kubler's Furniture, your Boy Hill Showcase Gallery in the Shasta Center on Churn Creek Road. Some items exempt from sale. See store for details.
With Redding being the center of some of the best fly fishing in Northern California, the Shasta Trinity Fly Fishers would like to spread the word by holding a free fly fishing fair and swap and sell. Come on out to the Caldwell Park Pavilion on Saturday, October 2nd, from 8 a.m. until 2:30 p.m. The fair will include fly casting demonstrations, fly tying lessons, displays featuring local guide services, fishing lodges, rods, reels, fishing gear, and accessories. The event is free to the public, so if you're a fly fisherman looking for new gear or a beginner just starting out, join us Saturday, October 2nd at Caldwell Park for the Fly Fishing Fair and Swap and Sell. For more information, call Creighton Smith at 661-703-9976. Or go to www.ShastaTrinityFlyFishers.org. That's 661-703-9976. or www.ShastaTrinityFlyFishers.org.
Your symptoms are by now familiar. Your heart increases its pace. Your palms become sweaty. Your eyes dart back and forth, seeking escape into another dimension. And you begin to make flimsy excuses.
I got to give the cat a bath.
The rock garden needs watering.
I can't. It's Tuesday.
Yes, you are suffering again from dentist dread. But now there's a cure for this debilitating condition. Available now online at palosidrodentistry.com or by calling 547-5757. One appointment at Dr. William Farrell's Palosidro Dentistry has been shown to effectively diminish or eliminate entirely the symptoms of dentist dread. Dr. Farrell and his able staff employ techniques gained over 30 years of military and private practice. Cutting-edge technology, sedation dentistry, and evening or Saturday appointments if Tuesday really is a problem. A lovely, healthy smile and the end of dentist dread is a phone call away. 547-5757. Palosidro Dentistry. Special consideration for veterans. Financing available OAC.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, it's Carl and Linda Bott, 8:45 in the morning, 605-4567, lines are all busy. Palomino, good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, now you're into, you know, saving the wild horses. You've got a nonprofit organization.
We're actually in the process of getting ours, but we are under the umbrella of another one, so everyone's tax deductions are taxed.
How do they send you money? How do they get a hold of you?
If somebody wants to donate, they can make the checks out to Chili Pepper. She's the name of the rescue. And they can send money either to Dr. Farrell's office in Palisadro. His address is 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2, Palisadro, California, 96073. They're advocates and they are taking donations. Or they can mail them directly to Chili Pepper at 30027 State Highway 44, in Shingletown, and it's 96088.
And a phone number?
And if they like PayPal, they can go to chilipepper.weebly.com/donations.hotmail.
Okay, and a phone number?
530-474-5197.
Okay, look, we've got somebody else wants to make a comment here. Art, good morning. You are on KCNR.
Yeah, hi, Carl. I want to make 2 points. And the first one is about the wild horses, and the second one is about co-hosts when you're not on the show.
Okay.
My point on the wild horses is this, and something everybody should remember. They're not native to the American West. Those animals were brought here and turned loose, and they've turned into feral animals, just as have burros and sometimes jackasses. If they're not culled, if their numbers are not held down, they'll continue to encroach on what is largely a very arid and fragile landscape. They run off native animals like mule deer and antelope from waterholes. They're very aggressive. I know this because I spent a lot of time in northern Nevada out in the desert, and I've actually sat above waterholes and watched them do it. Now, I know it's popular to use the term save the horses, but if those horses are not culled, if their numbers are not kept down, they have an effect on antelope and mule deer, and nobody speaks up for the native species. It's always about the horses. So that's something that has to be understood. The antelope and mule deer are native animals. They've been here for tens of thousands of years. The horses are not.
I think
they're more aggressive.
Yeah, you know, and Art, I don't think anybody's, at least we're not, disagreeing with that. They have to be managed, just like any other resource out there. In some, you know, cases, I think in Palomino and others, is that they take horses that have been injured or in this, and they rescue them that way. So
I understand that,
yeah.
Carl. But the point is this: every time they try to reduce their numbers, people jump up and get all excited about it. They never spend a minute out there in the desert where I have. I've seen the animals. I've had them run at me, approaching a waterhole on foot. I've had them take a run at me to try and run me off. They're aggressive, they're large, they eat a lot more than any native animal. I'm a lot more interested in helping out native animals like mule deer and elk in a very fragile environment than I am horses, and I think they have to be managed just as they do it and managed on a steady basis. Now, that's That's the only point I'm making on the horses.
Right.
If you want me to jump quickly to co-host, it's simply this. I listen to you guys because we all think pretty much alike, and I think most of the people in Northern California think like you two and me. I've noticed that when the Record Searchlight comes on here and they host your show, these guys, a lot of them anyway, sound like they just left the DNC. While you were gone, one of these people from the Searchlight had a Tea Party lady on there, one of the leaders, and they tried to sell to her the fact that the Tea Party rose in popularity was because of George Bush. And, I mean, he wasn't kidding. He actually tried to sell that. So I had to slam on the brakes on my bicycle, leap off, and phone the radio station and explain to him why there is a Tea Party. And, of course, I got about three sentences out, and he said, well, we've got to go now. Bye. Click. So, you know, if I want to hear that stuff, I'll tune to San Francisco where they really buy that. But for somebody to try to make an argument that George Bush is the reason the Tea Party rose to power is absolutely ridiculous. I wouldn't listen to somebody like that. That's just propaganda.
Well, you know, our, you know, thanks for your, you know, thanks for the input, and you know, we try to we try to bring in all different viewpoints in our, you know, in the community there. I knew they're having Aaron on, and you know, head of the Tea Party. I did not have the opportunity to listen to the show, and I'll go back and do that. But I appreciate, you know, I appreciate your comments. No, one on the horses, because you're right; they have to be managed, and we're
That's just my feeling. On
yeah. Well, no, I understand. All right, but one thing we always appreciate is your phone calls. So, yeah. And so, you know, take care, Dave. It sounds like you're outside. Were you on your bike again?
Okay, thanks.
Okay, I think we lost Art. Okay.
Well, you know, it's about the passion.
Right. It is, you know, and it's right. You know, it's that people listen because they want to hear comments, and they want to be able to talk about it. And Art, and I'm glad Art called. Now, Palomino.
Yes.
Okay, one more time. How do they get a hold of you? What's your phone number?
530-474-5197.
Okay, now, we will keep us informed of what's going on with Honey Bandit, will you?
I sure will.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling.
And thank you for the time.
Well, absolutely.
It's the type of thing, you know, make sure we've got, you know, I think we've got, somebody sent us an address and everything, so we can put it up on the website so people can take a look at it, too.
That would be wonderful. And, you know, a point on what he said, it's more about how, I think with all the animals anywhere, it's more about how they're treated.
Yeah.
And when a young one starts out life like that, I mean, they need help.
Well,
and it's not about whether the roundups are right or wrong or how they're done or anything. It's just this little guy's fighting for his life, and he lost his mommy, and he, you know, he deserves a chance.
Well, yeah, I am not disagreeing with Art either. You know, we have to manage all the assets out there, or none of them will live. That's the big thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much for calling. We're going to
have a great day.
Thank you
so much. You too.
Bye bye.
Stay safe.
We're going to take a break here and we come back for our last segment. Carl Lindebot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Five Star Bank is here for you for more than 10 years in the great North Valley. It's true. Americans are the hardest working people on the planet. Just ask anyone that has made the commitment to be their own boss. Whether you are fulfilling your ambitions by starting your own business or growing your successful business, Five Star Bank is here with smart, safe, and stable advice. Your bank should act like a business partner with your business in mind. Being able to rely on a bank that really understands that kind of relationship is peace of mind. Five Star Bank is here for you. It's tough out there. Let Five Star Bank help you put the shine on this recovering economy. Smart people doing good business. Visit us at 358 Hartnell in Reading or call us at 223-6652. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Are you a hunter? Do you just like to shoot? Join the revolution. Are you tired of being ignored and dealing with the my way or the highway attitude? Join the revolution. Come check out Bastiani Arms. They have a great selection of guns and accessories, and if you want something they don't have on the shelf, they'll be more than happy to track down what you're looking for and order it. That's what the revolution is all about. It's making sure you, the customer, get the respect you deserve and the product you're looking for.
Bastiani Arms has a surplus of ammo on sale, only $12.99 for 20 packs of .308 ammo and $112.99 for a 200-round case. Hurry into Bastiani Arms. From guns to ammunition, full-service gunsmithing, hunter's education, and now concealed carry and renewal classes. You can get it all in just one stop at Bastiani Arms. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, Reading, or call 222-8222. What do you think of when you hear Joyo de Monterrey, Romeo y Julieta, Carlos Torano, El Trofuente, Cohiba, La Gloria Cubano, Macanudo, Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive in Reading with the largest walk-in humidor, filled with premium cigars. You can find cigar cutters, travel humidors, ramrods, bourbon cheroots, Swisher Sweets, Black and Mild, Backwoods, Al Capones, White Owls, and hundreds of cigars to choose from. Tobacco and Brew is open until 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday until 7 p.m. on Sundays.
Hi, this is Dr. Doug Craig, and I have a new show on KCNR every Sunday at 10 a.m. called Wake Up Call, where we focus on the people and companies that are making a difference in our community and for the planet. I hope you'll join me as we move beyond politics with a psychology of hope and understanding and examine issues that are important to all of us. Instead of focusing on our differences, let's celebrate our common truths every Sunday at 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460, home of Free Fire Media.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right down there off Athens Avenue, D.C. Tim and the Man in Black. And the Man in Black, I like that, since that was the Man in Black singing. Great haircuts, great prices, no styling there. This is a barbershop, my friends. You won't get gels. You won't get the hair dryers. It's a haircut. And that's what they do. That's what they provide. And they do a great job. And they're, you know, it's a great place to visit, talk to, and man's last stronghold. May I say that? Man's last stronghold. That Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Let's go to the phones.
If you'd like.
Well, Elizabeth. Need to call us back, Elizabeth. And I think you're going to talk about what Elizabeth calls us every Monday and tells us what's going on with the Reading Tea Party people. Tomorrow, Rick Bassetti will be on, and we'll be talking. You know, he's a candidate for city council. We're going to be talking, I know, about the budget. We're going to be talking about finances, and it's kind of as apropos the editorial that hit the paper yesterday on what do we do to cut back. What about the amount of money that's being paid out by the city to the city employees? I think it comes out to, as averages out to, $118,000 per employee when you add salaries and perks.
Elizabeth's back on the line. Good morning, Elizabeth. Welcome
good
to the show.
Good morning. How are you two today?
We're great, thanks.
Great. Well, I know we've only got a minute, so I'll make this quick. We've got movie night tonight at the Tea Party on Bonneville at the Grace Baptist Church. We are showing the Tea Party movie. Basically, someone did a documentary about the history of how the Tea Party movement started, and it's amazing how emotional this movie is. It's almost 2 hours long, and it chronicles the beginning of the Tea Party movement up through 9/12 of 2009, and the thing that kind of makes it very moving is that it shows grandmas and grandpas and moms with kids and college students and people from around the nation fighting to get their country back on track. It's an excellent, excellent documentary. And I've watched it, and I ended up with tears in my eyes at the end. It was just, it just made me very proud to be an American.
Well, you know, I just read an editorial out of the New York Times that talked about Glenn Beck's group, at his Patriot Day or something like that on last weekend, a week ago Saturday. And the guy said, you know what, I completely underestimated, you know, this is a New York Times editorial, right? So I completely underestimated Beck. He said, you know, everybody thought this was going to be a Tea Party thing, but it wasn't. It was it was, he said there were very few political slogans out of that 200,000 people that are there. It was an interesting thing that people are concerned about their country. And they want to, you know, they want to have a say in what's happening. They want to vote. They, you know, that it's that the direction it's going is not the way that the country wants. But if you just look at the polls, and this isn't just Tea Party people. This isn't just Republicans. This,
it's really starting to spread.
It is. You know, like Obama's favorability has dropped now to 45, 49 against the direction the country's going in, 67% of the people. This is all the people.
This is all
thinks
the
it's going in the wrong direction. So we have to do something. We are quickly approaching the preface. The prefaces are
the edge
precipice.
Of the cliff.
Yes, I'll get it on the third time here. If we don't stand up, and I mean, you know, people go, oh, you know, we're doing it. You know, you just, you know, Tea Party people. No, it's not just Tea Party people. It's not Tea Party people.
And as hard as they try to portray it as such, you know, it's becoming a very weak argument. And the fact of the matter is, for instance, if you go to any Tea Party gathering, you're going to see people from all walks of life.
Yeah, I think so. I saw Obama stickers at the last place I went to.
They're every political persuasion. So.
Okay, we've got to run. What time?
Okay,
6 o'clock tonight.
Eastbound of you Baptist Church, 6 o'clock. Bring your popcorn.
There you go. Okay.
Thanks
a lot, Elizabeth.
All
right.
Thanks.
It's Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Tomorrow, Rick Bassetti. We're going to have a busy week. We're going to have Steve Hobson on this week. We're going to have city council candidates. It's going to be a lot of action this week.
That's what we like here.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we like here on this Labor Day.
That's right. Hey, have a great Labor Day. Have the rest of your day. This is Carl Lindebaugh. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. Tropical storm Hermine heading for South Texas and Northeast Mexico, where hurricane watch is in effect. Fox News Radio's Todd Starnes has this live.
That's right, Lisa. The storm is picking up speed and power. Winds now at 50 miles an hour.
The storm should make landfall sometime late tonight or early tomorrow morning, certainly pre-dawn, somewhere along the upper northeast Mexico coast or extreme southeastern Texas.
Dennis Feltkin with the National Hurricane Center says Texas needs to prepare for heavy rains, as much as a foot in some places. Hermine could come ashore sometime overnight, Lisa.
Thanks, Todd. President Obama heads to Wisconsin shortly to detail another plan aimed at helping the economy, first with more infrastructure projects.
The three R's, roads, railways, and runways. The plan will call for rebuilding 150,000 miles of road, construct and maintain 4,000 miles of rails going across the country, and rehabilitate or reconstruct